Don't remember exactly where we're holding, but Amishaya on Amud Nun Ches, and not over some Nekudas more by Riches. Basically, I mean, the Hemshech HaProchim is that he was speaking about what's Miyuchad about Tzuras Adam, and he was saying whatever Milos Adam has, but there's a condition about Adam that it's everything is there but Koach, potentially, but it's not there before. And we spoke about that. Last time was before Hanukkah. We spoke about the difference, I think, with the Yevanim and the way they inherit Tzuras Adam and so on. I guess Chodesh Shvat is going to, there's an Akuda here actually that's quite relevant to in Yom Shvat, the Tuba Shvat. Lochein, Shleimus HaAdam, Amudun Ches, at the end of the paragraph, new paragraph. Chein, Shleimus HaAdanika Ganki Meshem Pri. The Shleimus of a person is also called a Pri. So the tzaddik is called toiv because he eats the pears of his ma'aser. Harei shaschus v'ashleimus yikorei pri k'moshomer pekamet k'dushin, that the toiv of a person is called a pri. One, two. Or perek egla rufa, it says v'rido es egla al nachal eson. Omer Bechon ben Shol, why? Neibamra Torah have Egla ben Nachal. What's the name of Egla roof in the Nachal? Omer Kadosh Baruch Hu. Yovei Dover Shalosa Peris, Ve'yeorev Mokom Shein Oisir Peris. So you take something that, a calf that didn't have a chance to make Peris, you bring him to a place that you can't grow anything, so there's no Peris there, and it's Mechaper, Bishvul Mishlo Nichoy Shalosa Peris. It's Mechaper on someone that the problem was, the take of that very was, they didn't let him do Paris. So the Mara says, what is Paris? Elaim Paris Rivia, that he couldn't have children, Azakim himself, I don't know if the person is an old man. Elo mitzvahs adkan. Hare, this will finish the paragraph, Vishvilsa hoisi shlemishal lapoal, because he wasn't able to bring out his potential, who kumoya adomas osta Paris, leitzidava lapoal. Vinisha bekoyach. So basically, the Nakuda is the chet, the takeoff of the chet was that potential didn't come out, and you do a maisa, which also sort of brings out the Nakuda of it not coming out lapoil. Olefikach shmoi shnikar b'shem adam and noiloi, and that's why Adam is called Adam evu noiloi shmoi, because he can bring out meloshin, like just like Adam, he said before, is the potential that brings out everything, so too Adam. I want to be oimer on a certain Nakuda here. It's one of those inyanim that when you learn it, it's kind of a blur. In the very beginning of the parasha of Bereishis, you have one of the first brias on the third day. Vayom Elokim, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Tatche Aretz Desha, the land should become full of Desha. Desha means grass that covers the land. Esev Mazria Zera. Grass, that's Mazria Zera. Eitz Pri, Oysa Pri Liminoi, Asazar Bal Aretz. And Eitz Pri, that makes Peres. Now, first of all, it's not clear in the Psukim. Are we talking about two things or three things? Are we talking about Tatche Aretz Desha is one thing, Eitz Mazria is two, and Eitz Pri, Oysa Pri Liminoi is three, which would mean, that the three categories. Rashi is not so much mashma like that. Rashi says, Mazria Zera Sheyigdabol Zaro Lizra Min Amokam Acha. Not clear in Rashi if that's a Hemshech of Tatche Aretz or that's a new category. But other Rishonim say very clearly, Sfornu, for instance, and we'll see in a second Ramban, the Sfornu says, Desha. Mini asavim lemaichel behema. All sorts of grass, like animals eat grass. What's esav mazria zera? That's lemaichel adam. So that I assume is something like grain. Eitz pres b'liminehu ki amurkav sheminim lo yolid. So you have three minim: desha, esav mazria zera, and esav b'liminehu. I mean, when you're talking about in the Torah, you're talking about things that are very elementary bits and elements. If you're doing botany, you could bring 100 categories. I don't think anybody would make these chilukim in there's grassy grass and seedy grass and peiros. Maybe peiros and asav, maybe, but this is kind of really cutting it down. I mean, manavshach. So they listed all the different phylums and all the different categories, and it's madna. In Noah, at the end of the parsha, at the end of Bereishis, at the end of the first parsha, you have here a question: what does Kadosh Baruch Hu give Adam to eat? So it says, "Ve'emelakim hine asadcham is called Eisav Zerea Zera Shapnei Kol Aretz is called Eitzah Shabai Pri Eitz Zerea Zera Lachem Yelachlo." So Rashi learns that anything vegetarian people could eat. That was the cloth. People could eat things that are vegetarian. You know, the pasuk is telling you basically you can't eat basa. You can eat anything that grows in the ground. The Ramban says no. Ramban has kashas on it. It says it doesn't. And the truth is, it's a chazal. It says that when Adam HaRishon sinned, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him that, you know, b'zeh sabech tach lochem and so on, it says that he cried. And he said, you expect me and my axe to eat from the same trough. In other words, I'm going to eat now vegetables. Now, he wasn't eating steak before, because that was also called a mabul. So what was the difference between him and the behemah beforehand? It's a very, very strong kasha that measures on Rashi. What did he eat beforehand? I mean, people ate were vegetarians, and animals were vegetarians, and hainu hach. So Ramban says that before, that it was like this. He brings a Rashi here in the Sanhedrin, he says it's not right, brings his kashas on it. Avol, Nosan le'odom le'ishtoi kol Esav Zerea Zera v'chol pre-eitz. So Esav Zerea Zera, which means something like wheat and barley, that went for Adam, the whole pre-eitz and peiros. Olechayis ha'aretz, olof ha'shamayim, nosen kol yerek esev. And the first category, yerek esev, went so like spinach the animals ate. I think that's, and Adam HaRishon didn't care for spinach, he had rolls and fruit. So what's the tremendous difference here? What's the dakas of difference whether you eat spinach or you eat groats? I mean, it's not... For the people that are into meat, both of them are both the same dagger. What's an afgemina? Kidney is a Pesach, maybe. It's the only afgemina I could think of. So you have to understand here, the Michael of a person is something of the atzmius of the person. It takes on the stamp of it. For instance, in Bishlakum, you have things that are oilal shulchan melachim. This is a meichel that's pasik for a melech. This is a meichel that's not pasik for a melech. The meichel has a shaychus to the diag of the person. Adam was not roy to eat basar until after the mabul, because he was matzal to eat roy to eat basar. In other words, he got a rishus to eat. There's a certain, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu sets out as your meichel is obviously shaykh to who you are in your diag. There are two types of things HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. In the third day, before basa was mutter, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created food on that day. Now, there is, so grass, greenery, vegetation is the elementary oichel in the bria. Because it's created for animals and for men, and even now that we eat animals, it's better than eating the urakis, the asev that was digested. There is a type of bria that doesn't bring anything to the world other than itself. A blade of grass that grows is a blade of grass. It grows bigger, it grows thicker, and when it has to make way, an animal eats it, and that's it. In other words, its metzias is its metzias. It never has something that it's going to bring out. There's not going to be anything that we can say it has something that needs to be brought out into the world. It is what it is. Its metzias is its metzias. And there's an order and a hierarchy, and animals and people can eat it, and so on and so forth. the world of behema is shayach to things that are in the bria. Like he says in Bohma, behema is what it is. And therefore, a behema eats asif, because that shayach is metzias. It doesn't have any shayches to a bria that has potential, that has koach alapol. Grasses that have seeds in themselves, the grass gives out the seed gives out the grass gives out the seed, the grass. The tzura of that chai, of that vegetation, and so too in the tzura of Paris, for sure, is the thing itself has potential in it, and when and the potential that comes out, that becomes the meichel. Adam, since he's shayach to the darg of bringing out potential, and we spoke last time that it's like a gedda of a yeshma ayindika type of gedda, his meichel is peiris and zera, because those are things that belong, they're a higher order of things. So Esav, Taked Agamban says, was given to behemoths to eat, because they eat things that their metzias is within itself, and that's that. And Adam eats some that has potential in it. Yes?
The Michael of Adam.
Yeah.
Well, everything reproduces, even grass reproduces.
True. This but the kalal in all, yes, the kalal in all, yes.
If I understand correctly, it produces something unlike itself.
It's the key is really the visibility of it. In other words, when the Torah speaks about things, it speaks about what is the ayin teifis. What are we teifis? When we see a grass, we see a grass. The grass goes higher. The grass goes thicker. Of course, there's a process of botanist knows their seeds, but we don't dehair it. When something is growing beans, we see the grass has pods, and little pods open up, and they're the beans. So we dehair something was locked in it, and it's producing a fruit of sorts.
Not itself.
Exactly.
Right. In other words, a carrot makes another carrot.
Right, a carrot makes a carrot, and we don't dehair it from middle stage. Exactly. Plant. Exactly, exactly. That's the... I want to start with something to it. The brachas that we make on Birchas HaNenin is there to see the Gadlus HaBeir in the Bria. So we say Baruch on what you see. Somebody is asking me if he should make a Berachas HaShevach on man-made objects, like if you see the huge bridges or tunnels. I told him it's exact opposite of the Tachs of the Bria. So Berachas HaShevach is supposed to see the Gaza HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Berachas HaNen is supposed to see is supposed to be Nena and the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The two Cheshes the Brachas, the Berachas HaNenin, is Bor Pri HaGofen and Hamotzi Lechem Min Haaretz. And they're considered cheshev brachas because there's maleluya. In other words, you're improving something. Agam atzmicha, that the churis should be the hefech of it should not be the birchas hanenin is because you want to start to bayir priya eitz, and yet we say amoytzalach mina aretz. And the answer is, since chita was given in a tzura that it's meant to bring something out of it, and Geffen has something locked inside it that's waiting to be taken out. The Maral says in a lot of places that Yayin is called sowed, and you know Yainish Altera and the Gematria and all plenty of Purim time. You can talk more about it, but it's Yayin is locked into the Anovim. That's why it's a Pchina Soid. The Maral speaks. So the Pshat is, the grapes were given lechatchila for the thing that's locked inside it. It's not the pshat somebody came along and invented. Ah, you know what? We've got so much grapes in our shed. How about letting it just become wine? Geffen was given in an oifen where yain is locked into it, and chita was given an oifen that it has inside itself locked in lechem. And that's why it's a birchas hashevach of a chesh, a birchas hanenah of a chesh of a nature, because that's the pre of the geffen, and that's the pre in a sense of the chita. So that's why those brachas are chesh. I just want to get a sense where you see in how many places this nekuda is played itself out. The Gemara says, the Mishnah says, that on in Sukkot would need an ala geshem. Good. Everybody understands geshem is very lifelike, very life vital, and is a yom adinit. Fine. Pesach would need an on the tevua. Good. So we understand that also. So tevua is food. Shavuos would need an ala peiros. It's very strange. What's the pshat with needing on the Paris? I mean, Paris themselves are kind of a luxury item. Of course, there's a din on everything. Kadosh Baruch Hu decides everything. But manafshach, if you're limited to four Rosh Hashanahs, so you want to pick four items that are vital. So you pick life, water, tvua, which should cover all foods. And I don't know, find a fourth thing. Maybe it says vital. What is payers? Is it payers? If you nachas to that, whatever meat. One of the kashpachos said how much meat we'll get during the year. Fish. I mean, I don't know. The inland of a site. What's the afchon of payers? And bechlal, it's kesher to Torah is hard to understand. I mean, you would understand mele tevua, which is something very basic. Loyal lechel vadi yichel adam is a chiddush. In other words, so I understand that Pesach is a time. You could many ways to be b'shayachet to the man. Many ways to be b'shayachet. But Paris on Shavuos is. It's very hard to hear Paris on Shavuos. And I want to explain the point. And it's in a certain sense that in a hemshach of things that he says will be important. If we look at the world of the mitzvahs that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, the world of mitzvahs, they're called Teres, Adam. Adam has in himself potential, and the potential is to bring out mitzvahs and Ma'aseh Tovim. That's good. But there's another element. Of all in the entire world of mitzvahs, which mitzvah, which framework has in itself a metzias to bring out something else? And in many ways, Talmud Torah is the only one. And in two major ways I want to show it. The first one is, the Gemara says that, 2.5 years they were nidoin if Medrash is Godel, Maisa is Godel, nimna v'gomer that Medrash is Godel, shah Medrash may be l'day Maisa. In other words, if a person sits and learns about tefillin, the learning about tefillin, it doesn't have to, but it may well, it may probably spur the person to wear tefillin, to be more medactic in tefillin. The maisa is a pre of the learning. The teva adam is, if he learns how important is achashiv, it is the chumris hadinim, the diktuk hadin, the person is going to, good chance that he'll do it. If a person wears tefillin, it's v'chlal not mochach that the person is going to learn about the tefillin. In other words, you don't find that the pe'ula brings to learning. You find that the learning can bring to the pe'ula. In other words, learning is a type of thing that contains a potential for action, which is different. So in the relationship of Torah mitzvahs, that's what Chazal meant. Torah is, Medrash is bigger because it's maybe l'day Maisa. So that means Medrash is like a mu'uberes that has in itself the Maisa as well. If in the world of Medrash there lies a Maisa, a pe'ula, so that means by learning it will bring to it. And as a parenthetical remark, without taking sides, there was a big in the diversion between Chassidish yeshivas and Litvish yeshivas. In Chassidish yeshivas, they were very makpid on Diktuk Hadin and Inyanim, of both the Taiv and the Mutav, and the Diktuk on Bachan doing the right things and not doing wrong things was very chamor. And with a certain, there's a reason for it, it makes a lot of sense. In the Litvish yeshivas, the Derech was much more to be makpid on the learning, and with a little bit less of a Diktuk on the Maisa. Obviously, a shallow way of looking at it is because they cared less about the mice and so on and so forth. No, it was a pedagogical tactic that if somebody learns seriously, the learning itself will bring Maisa. That's the Teva. You know, Lilmud Almanas Lassos. It has in itself a certain, it produces things because that's the nature of Torah. There's a second way in which Torah has this inyan of being minakoach alapoel. In the world of mitzvahs, there's no, when I put on tefillin, if I do it kidiktukoy kilchosoy, that's it. The putting on tefillin, I put on tefillin. There's not going to be more mitzad de pu'ula of the tefillin. I can do it in more kavana, I can think about it more a little bit, but there's nothing in the ma'isa that is laying within that ma'isa, another ma'isa within the ma'isa. In the world of Torah, you have l'mashal maven dover mitoch dover, that everything that the Torah, whenever you have some advar Torah, there's something that lays inside it. I once heard from the Stan Rebbe's Ben Baruch from Siva Shalom, personally, he told me over a maima from one of his rebbeim, I think it was. It says that David learned from Achitofel. The Mishnah says in Pekavis that even if a person teaches you only two halachas, you're supposed to be mechaved mazarav. Lachitofel taught David only two things, bilvad. So he was medayik. What's the lashon bilvad? So he said like this. He said, in Torah, there's be'etzem no such thing as two things bilvad. And the lashon that he says was, that he told me was, Torah is para veravdik. If I have two halachas, I can ask from one and the other. I can be medama, I can be medayik, I can be mechalik. Torah is something that by its nature said is part of a ravadik. It carries in itself the seeds for more knowledge, for more understanding. You have a shas, so you have a tesis on it that asks from place to place and place and place, and then you have a terutzim, and then you have kashas. That's the nature of it. So he says these two halachas were halachas in Yonim Dar Heretz, and they didn't have that quality and so on. But al kaponim, the musig of a chelik of ruchnis, being of a part of Ravadik nature, of so to speak, including in itself something else, that's only Torah. So the Zman of Dinan Peiris, Peiris is the Bria in the world that has that Yeshmayim. Tvua is what you need to live on. So that's one thing, that's Shatarim. Peiris is productivity of a person. And that lies in Shavuos more than anything else. That's the yontiv, that shayach mitzad, the mitzvah boy, Torah Shavuos. And Peiris is the bria in the world that contains that type of productivity. Bechlal, the musig, I mean, you see that when the Torah wants to describe a place of ta'anugim, Gan Eden. Gan Eden is a place we call it Eitz. Gan Teichel, Umeitz Adas Teivera Loiseichel. The mitzvah of the place where a person's misaneg is Peiris, Kitapuach Benatayar, and the chelik of Tainuga Adam. Let's explain a point and one thing. There's a saying brought down, the Baal Tanya says it in Tanya, and it brings it down, the Tevelt says it, Tainuk Tmidi Eino Tainuk. Enjoyment comes in peaks. For instance, if I haven't eaten in a while, I fasted, I sit down and eat, there's a Hanah in it. If I manage to keep away from Cholent all week, and it comes on Shabbos, there's actually a Tainuk in it. That's Oinik Shabbos, if you ate it. You started from when they say Luchun Rano by the Shir Shal Yoim, and you continue through when you can make Havdalah, then it's a problem. Then you don't have that Tainug of it. Bechal, anything that comes, Tainug by its nature is something that has to be had as a peak. Any time it's constant, there can't be a Tainug in it. So the chelik of asovim because asavim, because that chelik of the bria is constant, so it doesn't really produce that level of tainug, that something that would come at a new thing. The tainug of chidush is because you haven't tasted it before. When you eat something new, you have a tremendous tainug because you never tasted it. So the chiluk of tainug in the bria has in itself as a requirement, as a prerequisite, that it be something new, that it be something not either a long time, or you make shechiyon if you haven't seen it for a year, and it's something that has in itself this nekud of chidush. B'meila, the chiluk of that sovim that don't have any newness in themselves, they're not the carriers of tainuk. The whole tzur of an eight, I mean, on a physical level, it's obvious, you sit under a tree with a big shadow and it's cool and there's a lot of fruit and it's very, very thick leaves. I mean, I understand physically why it's like that. But we have to understand that the physical, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created trees and peiros as the vehicle for tainuk. And there's a reason for it. And the reason is because tainuk needs a peak. It can't be constant. And the peak in the bria is shayach only by the things that have a yesh ma'ayin. There is no real yesh ma'ayin, so the things that have in themselves menakoyach alapoyel. And that's why, lamasha, in the world of mitzvahs, the simcha that a person has in Torah, the Zohar speaks about the chedvus of the shmeitzer, the chedvus of the reisa, and so on. The simcha and the oineg in Torah, because you have chidushim, that's why you can have points of tainug that you have a hard time in other mitzvahs. In every mitzvah, we need to have a new knach in it, a new deher in the mitzvah, to get this the tainug of a first time. Masha'inken in Torah, since Torah by its nature is a constant understanding, better, deeper, sharper, clearer, there's always chidush in mitzad atzmo shaboy. That's why it's shayach to have chedus or shmeitzer in Torah dafka. So you're saying over here that Tzuras Adam is has in himself the mitzias of Paris, and the Adam's Tzura is minakoach alapol, which we explained last time. We explained that yesh mayin is only HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yesh mi yesh is the physical bria, Adam's is somewhere in the middle, and that's called minakoach alapol. The maisim of a person are called peiros, because specifically peiros are the element that comes out of it, and something came of it, something was created, and so on. So that's why the bria of peiros is specifically zelumaseh. I'd like to be omer on another nekuda in this chazal that he brings here. He says, we bring an egla rufa on Dovah Shalsa Paris. The tragedy of the person is that he didn't make any Paris. But let's try to compare that to a regular murderer. I mean, every murder, if this was the halacha for every murder, I understand. It's unique to a certain type of murder. A regular murderer gets killed, he gets sayef. It makes a lot of sense, you normally kill with a sword, so Sayef is kind of the same thing. And this is why don't you bring an Egel HaRuf of all the other things? Vice versa. And why do we wake up to this Inyan over here, about this Inyan of the Purim and so on and so forth? You can go many different ways. You can say it's sort of a kamli beravne of sorts. If you're killing the person, you don't go through this. If the person himself is taking responsibility, he certainly takes responsibility for himself. If he's taking responsibility, there's a kainim of taking responsibility. There are ways to explain it in pshat. I think there's another knach here. We have a hard time with the parasha with the egla rufa. Somebody we don't know was killed by somebody we don't know. In other words, we don't have any real information. I mean, we could know who the person who's dead is, but the parasha is a makom that we don't have a tfisa in the guf ha'inyan. In a rotzeach, we're done kefi masha ena dairos. Reuven killed Shimon. What's going to be is going to be, and that's that. But over there, we're misasik, which was in front of us. We're not misasik with beyond that. Here we have a case, because we can't be misasik with what's here, we are misasik with what could have come out of it. We don't know, we don't have a hagdar in this meiser, but the thing that we can relate to is the fact that it could have made payers and so on. Okay, let's see the next paragraph here, on page Nuntes. Yes?
If somebody died of quick fall from somebody, then it's not making payers.
Correct. So anytime, so but over there, there's a person that you could hold at fault. You could hold Ibn Afshah. Either it's a Maisa HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then that's a HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or. No. So whenever you see a Pa'ula that includes Maisa Adam, the muscle, if somebody is a Rotzeach that we caught, we killed the Rotzeach. Even though a HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it was also Hashkacha. I don't want to be mayachin. It's a topic I think we've touched upon a few times before, but it's a topic that deserves its own miscarriage. What do we do when something is seen both as Maisa Hashem and a Maisa Adam? Here we don't have shaykhis to the Maisa Tanus. We don't have Rotzeach. It's interesting. You find, I just want to point out two other places that come to mind where you see that you misyachis to the. It says by Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayifen Koy Vekoy, he saw that nothing would come out of this person. So even though in mitzad din the halacha is basheh usham, the halacha is a muberes, you give sreifa, you kill her, and then any other way you don't wait for her to have the child. The teretz is because when you're done with midas hadin, then mashein avroyos, basheh usham. When you're not done with midas din, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't try the mitzri. He did a mitzvah that he felt was necessary. So there, when you look at an Adam, you look at what's going to be. And in the very first murder, it says, Kol demei achicha tzarakim. So Rashi says, what's demei? The blood of all the future zera that he had in him. In other words, mitzad akarish baruch hu's din, mitzad the pnimius hadin, Adam is nimdat kefi, his potential. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us also a participation in the Malach of Din. By Adam, I'm not a balabas on that. I can only be done b'sha'in of rose, what I see in front of me. And b'meil, I can only say to that. But where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is done, or where Moshe Rabbeinu is not done to see darkei din, but he's going beyond din, those places, what's potential is going to be critical. And that's why v'yifak, you have to make sure nothing else will come out of it. There's a few other places where it's mentioned like that. I think the Libalisha and the Dubim, I think. I don't know, offhand, that's what comes to mind.
So the fact that this mace was found in this.
Right.
So we can't carry out
Din. Yes. Since we can't carry out Din, so now the kapara that we need is a kapara for the Dairis. If we can carry out Din, that trumps out. Then we're done by Shahusham. And just like we'd kill a Muberis, even though the child is innocent and could grow up. Okay, let's just see the next paragraph. Va'behema nikas b'shem behema al shem bohma ratzuleima ki shleimus dova shenivra lov nimtza boh. Afag ha'shem shleimus gomo mikomokim dova z'nimtzimah. So even though it's not as fat, but the famous chazal of v'sher ben yomo z'ikasher, se ben yomo z'ikaser, v'ze bohma ki dvar ma nimtza imo v'arei shekol echad yeresh moy olav. I want to add one more point. I want to flesh out the point about behema. There's an interesting distinction in Lashon Kodesh that you don't find in other things, and that is the distinction between behema and a chaya. Behema is a domesticated animal. A chaya is non-domesticated animal. If you are in zoology, it would be a very strange way to divide up everything. I mean, you have, how many types of behemoths are domesticated? Yeah, I don't know, if you mean them, there's a few types of sheep and goats, and a few types of cows and oxen, I don't know, you know, and everything else basically is a chayah. It's convenient, I guess. It's not in the lemaise of it. You know, this isn't the jungle. This is your backyard. It's a practical hagdara. Fine, but I'd like to look at the distinction, the names. You know, in the Moshe and Gemara and Beitza, you have a distinction between baisis, things that are domesticated versus things that are outside. So that the word domesticated versus not domesticated. The word behema and chaya, where is the? I mean, a behema is also a living entity. Where's that difference? Where's that distinction between chaya and behema? So, I think the distinction lies a little bit in his agdara. The behema is a hagdara that is emphasizes the lack of any change, of any motion, of any flux. A cow is basically a salami that grows bigger. I mean, that's all. It's not going anyplace. There's no tnua in it. There's no action in it. It's not doing. It's not going. It's not running. It's not jumping. It's not killing. It's not. It simply is. In terms of the relationship of the Bekochel Apol, it is the most befall. It is what it is. Period. It's almost as if you would grow meat in a tank. Like cells would grow in some sort of fat. In a certain sense, that's its tzuras achayah. A chaya, and the word chay most specifically refers to flux, dynamic motion. A chay is defined in the later Sfarim as a misno'ea, something which moves. Life includes some sort of element of movement. A chaya it changes, it moves, it jumps, it runs, it hunts, it traps. There's something to the chaya that has in itself a quality that's more in terms of potential coming out. Chaya is one step above. So behema is very low. It is what it is, and that's it. There's nothing coming out. A chaya is something that has potential in terms, not in terms of developing as a different person or anything like that, but in terms of motion, doing, and so on and so forth.
Even though behemoth is more free, to get
yeah, but mitzvah its own tzura, it's not really Paris in a certain sense. I mean, the wool is on it, you take it off, and the meat is most of, I mean, the basic function of it was meat, so.
Nope.
What?
Nope.
I don't know. It's interesting. It's called. It's a yotzei. I'm not sure, but it doesn't have the tzur of a pri. It's meant for its own children, so it's meant for that. I don't see it as such. But kuponim. Okay, I think we'll hold it here. Next piece. Yeah, I'm sorry. What?
Basically,
yeah, that's what it is. It was mostly. It was basa was the main part of it. I mean, mostly for basa. So, okay, good.
Okay. The vital aspect of the
chaya?
No, the vital aspect of the being done before a shonet.
So it means that there's a chelik of the bria of Paris. There's a chelik of the bria where things have potential to give out.
And that's vital.
Adam, that's the most important part. In other words, there's and that's why Torah, there's a bria that's kayim asher hu kayim. It is what it is, and here the ability to produce the
continuity.
Here it's to bring out something new for Adam. A life of behemoth, of existing like he existed, is mavus, and the ability to come up with something new to be productive, to bring out potential, is what his life is for. I think it was over. Nachum said once when they made a mesiba, and he was sick already, and he spoke a little bit. It was 25th anniversary of the mesiba, and he said that kol neshama talalka, akol neshima neshima talalka, gave it a little twist. He said akol neshima neshima, as long as you have a breath that you can learn with and say shir. To halal ka, like that was the. I mean, just the breathing, to lay breathing, wasn't. I mean, but
wasn't worth praising.
To be able to do something with your breath, that was kind of the way he inherited.
How do we reconcile those two?
So, gadol means, the word gadol means, when you have two circles, which one can be contained in the other? So, medrash is gadol, I mean, the similarities in the phrase itself.